Hello, everybody, and welcome to call 5 of the Aligned Female Entrepreneur. I'm super excited about today's topic. I just have to get that off my chest. We are talking about soul-centered selling today. It's such a juicy topic and really, really looking forward to diving in. So before we get started, just press star 2 just so that I know you guys are here. You can hear me. Sound levels are good. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. All right. Awesome. Good. Thanks, Karen. Okay. So before we jump in to our new topic of soul-centered selling, I just would love to hear from a couple of you any wins or insights from this past week. So press star 2. If you have anything that you're celebrating from last week, remember, big, small, anything that just feels significant, inner or outer accomplishment. And also any questions that you have, anything that's just on the top of your mind tonight, or maybe a question that you think only applies to you but maybe could apply to the group. I'd love to hear from anybody that has a question, celebration, or win. Press star 2. So it could be anything that we've covered so far, or it could be just something that you're a little bit hung up on, not sure about. All right, so I'm not seeing anybody raise their hand, so give me a star 2 just so that I know at least you guys are here. All right, cool. So, all right, I see you guys. So I'm going to call on you just because it's really important, even if you don't think you have anything big, just any insight or aha or takeaway that you've had from this week. So let's start with last 4 digits, 5599. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Who is this?
Megan.
Megan, I know I need to write these down and remember you guys from your digits. But hey, Megan, how's it going?
Okay. I was just raising my hand to say I was here.
I know. Nobody's feeling chatty today. What's with that?
I'm like, I always cringe when you call on me. So I'm putting that
out
there.
I know. That's why I do it. I know. That's why I do it. It's just kind of get you guys out of your comfort zone and make sure that it's not just me. You know, it's so important that it's not just me talking to all of you guys, right? This is really about, you know, interaction. So anyway, Megan, not to put you on the spot, but just curious, is there anything that you're celebrating this week or that you've experienced so far that just feels important? And if not, that's okay too.
It's very small. I'm
perfect.
Having to think hard here. But so I have been focusing on doing floral design, and I had reached out to people around Valentine's Day, and almost everyone that I had offered my services to took me up on the offer, but I did have one or two that, you know, politely declined, and I actually was having wine with my girlfriend last night, and I had reached out to her husband too, and she had told me, she said, you know, I know he didn't take you up on that, but I really wish he would have. It would have meant so much more to me knowing that the floral bouquet that I was given was made with me in mind. And I thought, Oh, like a really beautiful way to look at my work when I'm working for somebody specific. And so that's That's all I've got.
I love it. Yes. And thank you, Megan, so much for letting me put you on the spot, because I know there's a lot of other women on this call that were like, I don't want to raise my hand, and didn't even raise it when I was just asking to see if you guys are listening. So, you know, I'm playing with you guys. I'm teasing a little bit here, but truly, this is important, and I'm doing this for a reason, because so often in the entrepreneurial journey, we think nothing's changing, nothing's happening. We're only focusing on the things that aren't working or where we feel behind. And so it's so important to celebrate these little wins. So everybody, as you're listening on the call right now, I won't pressure you or bug you, but I do want you to all take a moment to really acknowledge what are even some of the little tiny things. Because Megan could have been like, ah, nothing happened this week, right? But instead, I want you to see, Megan, that actually what you discovered is so, 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 so important, and I'm really glad that you brought it up, because it's actually what we're going to talk about a little bit today, okay? One is that oftentimes we get we lose our confidence, right? We think, oh, so-and-so didn't want what I had to offer. They're not interested. I have no value. What I'm doing is never going to work, right? We can use any example of something that doesn't look initially like a win as a reason to hold back or not keep moving forward. And what Megan's outlining here, and so bravely for sharing this, is that even though this didn't look like an initial win, he actually said no. What she learned was that this could be a potential customer later down the line. And had nothing to do with Megan or the value of her offer. In fact, her offer is exactly what her ideal client, his wife, wanted. And so I'm really glad you brought that up, Megan. And the other thing where I really love this is she's listening to her ideal client's exact words. So could you guys hear that? She actually listened to the exact sentence her ideal client used, which is, I would have loved to have had a gift that I know was made with me in mind. That gives me chills. Like, Megan, that could be like the front page of your website. That could be your next tagline. That's such gold copy. Can you hear that? Like, flowers by Megan, made with you in mind. A unique arrangement, like specifically for you, based on da 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 da, right? It really helps you start to learn about the added value you can bring to your products just by having that one glass of wine with your friend, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, cool. And then the other piece that is really important about what Megan brought forward, and you guys can relate this to your own personal examples, but Megan, I love that you followed up. I love that you didn't shy away. You were like, oh my God, she probably thinks I'm so weird because I asked and it was a no. You followed up. You said, hey, yeah, this is what was going on and this is what I'm doing. And that follow-up is really important, and we're also going to cover that today. Because we have this misconception that as soon as we put ourselves out there, everyone's going to say yes that wants it, and the people who say no think we have nothing to offer. And this is a really common mistake a lot of entrepreneurs make, is that they don't follow up, they don't learn more, they don't gather that insight, and then they assume it's a fail or there's something wrong with them, and or the price or the offer or the value, okay? So, Megan, thank you, thank you, thank you for sharing that. Huge. Is that helpful for you to see it in this way as well? And can you apply that moving
forward?
It is. All right. Awesome. Thank you for being brave and offering that learning opportunity for all of us. Really appreciate you. All right. Thanks, Megan. All right. Cool. So remember, in this whole process, right, this whole process is all about either having a success or getting more information. Clarity comes through action. Clarity comes through action. So even though that felt like a fail for Megan, of like, oh, this person said no, by following up, by really listening to her ideal client, and by continuing to move forward, she's going to have a more successful business. Okay? We want that for you too. All right. So let's talk about soul-centered selling. My favorite, my favorite, my favorite, okay? And the reason is because this core piece, and we're going to talk about this throughout the rest of the program, but learning how to really put yourself out there and sell what you're offering and really communicate the value and invite people to work with you is the cornerstone of a successful business, any business, really. And especially for an aligned female entrepreneur where your business is really, really uniquely tied to your gifts and really tied to your vision and your mission for the world and being of service, learning how to put yourself out there and invite people to work with you is critical because it's going to help you further your mission in the world. It's going to help you make an impact with your time here on the planet. It's going to allow you to go from hobby and just saying, oh, I'm kind of interested in this, to actually working from a place of service and helping others and not just creating in a vacuum, but actually using your gifts to serve the world in a way that's highly valuable, in a way that people can't wait to purchase, in a way that people are willing to pay high prices for, and in a way that allows you to have a really profitable business and a great income so you can travel and you can invest in yourself and you can pay for your new house or your kids' college education. All of these pieces are really hinged on this one skill of the effective communication through soul-centered selling and providing heartfelt invitations that invite people into your products and services. Okay? So because it's so important and often misunderstood, selling is often one of those places where we really experience some resistance, okay? So today, we're going to learn the common mistakes and the misconceptions about selling that might hold you back from really creating a great income and that impact that you desire. And we're going to work together to dismantle some of those beliefs that are blocking you from gaining traction or holding you back from making the money that you want. And I'm going to share with you my unique approach to soul-centered selling that's going to help you enroll your first paying clients. Woohoo, right? Super exciting. So first, I want you to take a moment to write down what words or pictures or memories come to mind when you think of selling and sales. And for those of you who are more intuition or body-based, how does it feel in your body when you think about, hey, everybody, this is what I do. Who wants to buy what I have? So just jot down a few words of what comes up for you when you think about selling or sales. Sharing, putting yourself out there. And then I want you to just jot down a couple thoughts that come to mind when you think about going out there and sharing this new product or service with the people who might need it. Maybe pitching your new offer or having consultations or just opening your doors for business. Maybe it's launching your website or posting on social media what you've been up to. And then next, I want you to write down where you see yourself, and these might all kind of blend together, but just to kind of get you starting to think about this, okay? But where do you see yourself holding back when it comes to sharing what you have to offer? Or if you're really still starting out in business, maybe you haven't finalized your products and your services, and that's totally okay. And by the way, it's totally fine to be on this call, even if you're not ready to start selling. Where do you anticipate you might hold yourself back when it comes to putting yourself out there, creating clients, selling your products? Maybe you struggle with trusting that your work is valid, authentic, needed, or even effective. Maybe you're really struggling with when people ask you what you do. Maybe you're reverting saying, oh, I'm a lawyer, but really you're starting this blog and maybe you hold back from sharing it. Or maybe you're offering something so important to you that when people ask, it's really hard for you to explain. It's like, well, I do body-based stuff, and I do, you know, healing through movement, and you hear yourself trailing on and on. I know I did this when I first started, and I felt insecure and really not clear in what I was doing. And so I wasn't really in a position to ask for referrals or say, hey, yeah, would you like to do this? Would you like to work with me? Or maybe you find yourself pushing customers away before they even come. I'm also raising my hand with that one, you know, almost being nervous for somebody to say yes. Saying you're not ready, or maybe you need to learn more, or you're not even sure what to do with them if they did say yes. So you don't really want to put yourself up there. And maybe you're questioning if you have the skill set to see this through, or if you can actually help, or maybe you're finding yourself undercharging or having really loose boundaries and overgiving rather than really being able to sell higher end packages with clear, defined boundaries that allow you to make more money in less time. Another common one is not knowing what to do in a sales conversation, not knowing how to invite people in. And that's okay too, because we're going to talk about that today. But I know when I first started out, I was struggling with that line of feeling too wishy-washy, like, okay, cool, like, if you ever want to work with me, just let me know. And, like, just feeling like, oh, am I even doing this right? Nobody's getting back to me. And then feeling like I didn't want to be too pushy, like, you need to work with me. You need to sign up. I didn't want to put that pressure because I had felt that before from others, and I didn't want to do that to other people. So really hard to find that line in inviting people to work with me. Okay. So if any of this resonates with you, just press star 2. I won't call any, so be afraid. Yeah. Yeah. Got it. So I just want to reflect, because not everyone can see what I can see here, that everybody, pretty much, just about everybody, has raised their hand. So if this feels like a little bit of a sticky point for you, just trust that you're not alone. It's actually really natural and normal to have these fears. Okay? So we're going to talk about why we do this, the top 3 reasons why we shy away from sales, aka debilitate our businesses, slow down our progress, and shoot down our dreams, because that's what we're doing, right, when we're not putting ourselves out there. So it's really important we understand how critical this skill set is, and to also understand it's just a skill set. I oftentimes have clients talk to me when I'm doing a consultation with them and say, I could never do this like you do it. I say, girl, I just learned this. I didn't come out like this. Right? This is a skill set. And so what's really important is to understand why we hold back and then how to work with it. Right? So instead of saying, oh, my God, I know I should be doing this, but I'm not. I know I need more clients, but I don't know what to do. We don't do that here. Remember, solution-based mindset is a cornerstone of being an aligned female entrepreneur. So instead, we're going to look at what we're looking at, why we hold ourselves back, how to stop it, and how to move forward powerfully. Okay? So number one, the reason we hold back in sales or undersell ourselves is because we give selling a bad rap, right? We think sales is like sleazy, or maybe we're asking people to do us a favor, or we think, God, I would never pay for this, so why would somebody pay me this much for this thing? Is that really possible? Like, I feel like maybe I'm taking advantage of them. Right? We think that the selling thing is like a manipulation. And for good reason, right? I mean, if you guys think about your past experiences that you just wrote down, I remember going into The Gap. I mean, do people even, I think The Gap is still, I haven't been there in forever. But people would be like, how are you doing? How are you doing? How are you doing? How are you doing? And it's like, oh my God, just leave me alone. And as a heart-centered person who's really empathetic, we're really attuned to that. We don't want to pressure people. We don't want to feel inauthentic. We don't want to feel like a used car salesman being like, hey, I want to buy this thing. It doesn't feel good, okay? So it's really important to get your mindset right when it comes to selling as an aligned female entrepreneur. Because, in fact, selling is not sleazy and it doesn't need to be manipulative, okay? But I want you to write this down, that selling is sacred. Selling is sacred. It's a duty, not a manipulation. If you hadn't entered this course, if I hadn't said, hey, Amanda, I have this thing. I see you wanting this thing that you don't have. I've done it myself. I've helped all these other people do it. I would love to invite you to be part of it. I think you'd really benefit from it. Would you like to join Aligned Female Entrepreneur? If I hadn't done that, you wouldn't be here. If Sherry wasn't invited into this course, she wouldn't have had this amazing workshop. She wouldn't be on her way to becoming the next Martha Stewart. Megan wouldn't have had those 8 clients. She wouldn't have gotten all this new insight into her customers and what sets her apart from her competition and how she can actually make a great living doing work she really loves. I mean, the examples are endless, but the truth is you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't know what you know about yourself. You wouldn't have done the things you've been doing. You wouldn't be on track to really understand and fulfill your purpose in this lifetime if I didn't say, hey, this is what I have. Do you want it? Right? You know, I had a client this week who had me in tears. She, just 3 months ago, had told me, I'm so exhausted in my job. I'm so tired, commuting so much. I know I'm smarter than this. I don't want to have a boss anymore. I know I have what it takes, but I just don't know where to start. And she said her dream was to be on stage and helping hundreds of women gain financial freedom. She's an immigrant from Nigeria. She didn't have anything handed to her. She worked hard for everything she had. And just this past two weeks, she did it, right? So she's a VIP client of mine. We've been working together 3 months. And in that time, she not only created a business, but she's impacted hundreds of women and are helping them get on track to become financially free, to leave a legacy for their children, to give back to their communities. And she's had 7 consultations, and she booked 5 or 6 of them. And so those women are going to have the opportunity to have financial freedom and take back control over their lives. This would not happen if I didn't ask. I didn't say, hey, this is what I have. Do you want it? And for the record, when I started out, I didn't know I could do this. And we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But what's essential to remember is that your people that need you, your ideal client, those people that you love, who you adore, that you're here to serve, they don't get to have their life back if you don't give it to them by inviting them to rise. Okay, it's so important that you get this, because what happens is when you create a transaction, you create a transformation. When people purchase something from you, they're saying, I believe in this. I want this. I'm putting value in this. I'm dedicating my time, my energy to this thing. So whether it's eating an amazing meal, right? We all know those meals we paid like way too much for. But it's in a beautiful environment. It tastes amazing. And we're not just paying for the product. We're paying for the experience. So just like Dee wasn't paying for just business coaching, do this and this, do this, she's paying for her dream. And so by her investing in it, she gets to have her dream. By investing in that new Burberry jacket, you get to feel proud and powerful every day you walk down the street. There's a magic in money because it's energy. Okay, so instead of thinking about, I need to take money from people or get them to do this thing so I benefit, I really want you to start thinking about, how can I use sales as a sacred duty, an invitation to rise, an invitation for people to invest in themselves and the experience that I provide for them through these services, so that they can have what they never had before, so that they can be who they've never been before, so you can take a stand for the vision that you have for them and that they have for their own lives. Selling is simply an invitation to rise. So the other reason we hold back is we don't want to feel pushy. So there's a really important distinction that we need to make here between pushing your own agenda versus an invitation to take the next steps. We can feel, right? You guys are all really sensitive, intuitive, intelligent women. We can feel when someone has a bit of an agenda, right? It feels kind of gross or a little salesy or a little like, oh, geez, they're going to try to sell me something. If anybody's ever had a friend in like network marketing, you kind of know that feeling. They're like, hey, so excited to share this with you. But you're like, okay, I haven't talked to you in like 12 years, and now you're selling me this makeup thing. You don't, haven't even asked me how I'm doing, right? Or when you are, in India, okay, this is a great example. I don't know if you've ever been to a developing country where they have like markets, but I lived in India, and I would walk down the street and everybody's like bombarding you, buy this, oh, this, spices, this, do you want that, this, that. And it was like, oh my God, just get away from me, right? We all know that feeling of like, oh, just like, don't pressure me. I don't want that. You clearly aren't seeing me. You just want my money, right? You just want me to do this thing. And I want you to contrast that with the feeling of going to a farmer's market and seeing Jocelyn out there with her baked goods, right? And she makes eye contact and smiles and is really embodying that love that she really wants to bring through her sweets and treats. And her whole cart and everything is really beautifully, intentionally designed and sweet and whimsical. And she just gives you a warm smile and says, hey, how are you? I'm sampling some of my famous warm chocolate chip cookies that are straight out of the oven or baked fresh this morning. You guys want to try some? Yeah. Ooh, then you try it. I'm like, hey, what do you think? Do you like it? Yeah, these are amazing. Awesome. I have them in gluten-free versions too. They make a really great gift. They're great frozen. And if you guys like the chocolate chip cookies, you might like these too that I have as well. I rotate them every week, so come back and see me if you're ever in the mood for a cookie. And also, if you guys buy three today, you get the fourth one free. I'm doing a little special promo. Oh, my God, awesome. Yeah, do you want to take any home? Yeah, we'd love to. That's the art of soul-centered selling. So it's kind of like you're applying a little bit of pressure. You're making an invitation, right? You're making an ask. But it isn't pushing your agenda because you're not attached to whether or not they do it. Okay? And then the other thing to think about is having the right container. Okay? Having the right container is super important when it comes to soul-centered sales. So I'm sure you guys have been to a yoga class or a class where you've been assisted before, right? Or can imagine this. So if somebody just came up to you on the street and just started like pressing on your lower back or like trying to like stretch your arm a little bit more than ever go, you'd be like, get out of here. Like, what are you doing? Right? Because it's not the right container. However, when you go to a yoga class and you're saying, yes, I want support here, that gentle pressure that's applied will actually help you go further than you could have gone before. It's welcome. It's like, oh, thank you. That was a little uncomfortable, but thank you because now I can move here. Now I have this available to me. So that's what soul-centered selling is about. It's about creating an invitation, and it's also about creating the right container for the invitation, for that little amount of pressure, for that invitation to go further. So we're going to talk about that container and how to create a conversation to bring people from a prospect to a paying client next week. So we'll go into that in depth. If you're kind of like, oh, I don't know what to say to people, or if they do say yes, they'd like to talk to me more about what I have to offer, I don't know what to say. So if that's you, don't worry. We will cover that in depth next week. Okay? So an example of the right container might also look like this. I have a cousin who's in real estate, and she's great, and I love her to death. But she wrote to me on Facebook, and she said, hey, I got my license. Let me know if you want to buy a house or anybody who wants to sell a house. And I said, do you work in Kauai? That's where I can sell anywhere. I can look anywhere. Just let me know. And she's like, do you want me to be your agent? Right? And so immediately I was like, oh, I felt kind of in a weird place because I don't know if I want her to be my agent or not. Right? And it was over Facebook and it was like, oh, I don't know. And I want you to contrast that with a soul-centered selling approach, which would allow the right container and an invitation. So it might look something more like this. Hey, Chrissy, a phone call, right? Or a warm email like, hey, I know that you're looking into buying a house in the next few years. I know you're looking at Kauai. I'd love to hear more about what you're looking for. I've just done this training. I've learned so much. I'd be so happy to share with you some of what I've learned in hopes that it might help you shortcut your path to buying a property that you love. Would you ever want to hop on the phone and chat more about what to look for when you're buying a property and perhaps how I can help you in the process? So different, right? It makes it an easy yes. I'd be like, oh, yeah, that sounds great. See that? And then in that conversation, she's going to learn more about me. I'll feel heard and understood. And then she might invite me and say, I would love to be your agent. If you're ready to take the next steps, I can guide you through this step by step. Would you like to do that? So can you see that having the right container is going to make a huge, 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 huge difference in the outcome that you get with your clients? Okay? So let's just pick an example like Sherry. Okay. Sherry is looking to pitch TV stations, do more cooking demos, have more partnerships, and get her blog out there, right? So instead of saying, hi, would you like me to be on your show when she meets somebody at the grocery store, and then having to be like, oh, I'm not really sure, like, thanks, and then if they say no, her feeling bad, instead, she can say, oh, my God, I love what you're up to. I'd love to hear more about what your show is about and your audience. And here's what I do. It could be a really great fit. Would you like to have coffee and chat? Right? So setting up the container is going to make it way easier for her prospects to say yes. Okay? All right. So selling is serving, and the big takeaway is that you're not pushy, manipulative, taking something from somebody, but you're actually an ally, and you're shifting the energetics. You're creating space. You're inviting people into the next steps, okay? And the other key piece to take from that is that energy follows energy. Energy follows energy. So if you're nervous and you feel like you need this money to pay the rent, your client oftentimes will feel that. And it feels like a little bit energetically intense on the call. There's a little bit of pressure because you know, oh my God, I need to pay rent if this person doesn't sign up. So instead, it's super important to cultivate a mindset of non-attachment, of just, hey, if they do it, great. If they don't, great. And so for those of you just starting out, to be able to have that non-attachment, to be able to really let people make their own decisions, you might need to have a bridge job or stay in your current job a little bit at first to pay the bills so that you're not putting all this pressure on your dream. And then you can really openly and honestly say, like, if this isn't the right fit, no problem, but I would love to support you. Make sense? Okay. All right. So this is a big writer downer, okay? If you can hold a vision for your client in their life that's even bigger than they can see for themselves, and then invite them into it and lead them toward what they want, with love and from service, you will never have to struggle to find customers again, ever. If you can hold a vision for your client in their life even bigger than they can see for themselves, invite them into it and walk them to it with love and from a place of service, you will never have to struggle to find clients again. So this even goes for a baker, right? Or someone who has a product. It's a transformation for somebody to have a cake from Shaw's that they just, you know, picked up on the way to a birthday party versus a handmade cake perfectly suited for their theme that has so much love and attention and detail and creates so many conversations and memories at that party. It's a transformation, right? It's a way of being of service. If you hadn't asked, they wouldn't have that result. They wouldn't have that new way of being. They wouldn't have known that they could have had this really special, sweet experience because they're used to just getting the random old cake that, whatever, they didn't really care about. Okay? All right. I think I made my point with that. So why don't you take a moment here to write down some things that you can think of that benefit your client by working with you. Or in other words, if you don't ask people to work with you, right? So see your ideal client, see where she's at, you know her pains, you know her hopes from doing all the ideal client work, right? What's at risk if you don't ask her to step up? What do they miss out on if they don't purchase your product? If your ideal client was just to go on autopilot throughout their day, just do the thing they always did with the tools they currently have, not knowing what you know, not having the skills or products or services or experience that you have, what's at stake for them? So I'd love to hear from a couple of you. Press star 2 just to share one thing that you're noticing, either from what might be at stake for your clients, or if you're having trouble actually answering this, if you're kind of stuck. I know that there's probably many more of you that are a little stuck on this. So if this is challenging, press star 2 and raise your hand, and I would love to help you uncover a little bit more in that respect, okay? All right, so last four digits are 4947. Hello.
Hi, it's Liva.
Hello?
Hi, can you
hi,
hear me?
Who is it? Yeah, sorry,
it's Liva.
Who is it?
Oh, hi,
it's Liva.
How's it going?
Great, how are you?
Good, got to hear your voice. Yeah, what are you noticing? What's coming through?
Well, what I want to do is offer dance mixed in with art for people that they want to have an experience that is, one of the main things is substance free. I'm noticing it's coming up a lot.
Love
and
that.
And it is. I went to dance last night, to this ecstatic dance, and I invited a 12-year-old with me, and she was having a fantastic time. So to be able to offer that to teenagers and then to people in my age group, like 30s, that just want to go out and have a good time, but it's not a bar necessarily.
Wow.
So I think that's huge. What I can offer my clients is like a way to meet people, connect, communicate with one another in a nonverbal way, which is a really deep bond, and do that in like a wholesome way is kind of my mission.
I love that. Yeah. And I just want to acknowledge that it sounds like some of this is becoming more clear as you're doing some of your visioning, right? And seeing what is missing, what you do want to bring out. And so just want to acknowledge that I really hear you getting a lot more clear in that and the value, right, of what you're putting together, what you're creating. Almost like a movement, right? And so let's look at this. Yeah, what's at stake if people don't have a place to connect and dance and express themselves other than a bar? Like, what would they miss out on if their only option to do that was at a bar?
Well, I think what I'm seeing a lot of is people actually just not going out at all. And they're staying home. And so they're in an isolation pattern. And they're sticking to autopilot of watching movies or, you know, just kind of zoning out in the night, which is great, and I love to do that too. But just giving them like an alternative to staying home and also like getting a great workout. So I think that's what's missing is that, or that what's at stake is that people can become very isolated, or they can continue on the path of not feeling comfortable to express themselves in a sober way and depending on alcohol and other substances to feel like they can open up, which is just such a predominant pattern in our culture, like worldwide, really. I mean, of course, there's pockets that are not, but like,
exactly.
This drugs
yeah, you're really like seeing it.
Strong social.
Yeah, you're really seeing it. Yeah, and everybody, I want you to hear. I mean, you can hear Liza's like, she's really taking a stand for this, and it's really inspiring. Like, I'm already thinking about 10 people I would invite to an event like that. And can you see, Liza, and everybody else for yourselves, that like, if Liza would say, oh, I love dancing, but who wants to do dance? Or like, I don't really want to invite people. They're going to think it's weird. Or, you know, who's going to pay for that? Can you see that she would have missed it, right? And Liza, I just really want to acknowledge you for that. You're not missing it. You're really taking a stand for the vision that you have. And that is so important. And that without you creating that space, that opportunity, people don't even know it's an option. And so I love this example. I love it. And doesn't that like inspire you a little bit more to be like, oh my God, yes, I want to create this potential for my community, rather than, oh, I don't want to bother people. Can you feel the difference in those two?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's really inspiring just being on this call and being live and sharing my vision. It's really inspiring with this group.
Yes,
so
thank you
so much for
space. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. It's so good to have you on the call.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, I'm going to put you on mute. Awesome. Okay, so let's talk about the next piece, right? What else holds us back? The other big one is lack of confidence, right? Lack of confidence in what you're offering, okay? So oftentimes we're not sure if we can handle the client or know what to do, or Liza's all right, like, oh my God, I'm starting this revolution. How do I get the technical stuff set up? Or like, where am I going to host this? Or if people come, are they going to like it? Like, is this music going to be okay? Right. So even if we get that our work is important, sometimes we'll hold ourselves back because we're just kind of caught up in the logistics of how do we know this works? And the truth is, at first, you're not going to know. And that's okay. Oh my God. You know, one of my business coaches, Marie Forleo, who's just unbelievably successful. She had her first workshop in like her parents' basement and like three people came and it was like kind of a bomb. But the people came, got a little bit, and she's just like, okay, well, I learned something. My first workshop I did, really putting myself out there, was on Khichdi cleansing. And I had braces and I was overweight and I was shaking. My papers were like, shh, like in front of me. And I was just so nervous. Like, oh my God, who am I to do this? And it was like, it was not perfect. Like how Brittany shared about her interview with Conscious Women, Conscious World. It wasn't perfect. And she didn't know how it was going to turn out, but she did it anyway. So just know it's okay. It's worth it to try. You know, in the Bhagavad Gita, the spiritual text of India, they say, it's better to fail in your own dharma than to succeed in somebody else's. Better to try. Better to put it out there. Maybe only a few people come at first, and you learn, and you adjust, and you keep going, than to spend every day pretending you're somebody that you're not in a job that you hate. It's worth it to do the work. There's a magic in that for you and for your client. Okay? So the other way, you know, just know that. It might not look perfect when you start out. And that's normal. Totally expected and necessary. You know, when I wrote my About page and my Work With Me page, which I know a lot of you are doing, getting your website set up, I was like, who is this? I know I'm writing all my experience and who I help and what I do, but can I do that? Can actually do it. And so if you're asking yourself that question, just know it's totally natural. It doesn't mean you're a fraud or, you know, you're selling snake oil, right? We don't want to say, oh my God, I'm going to help you make $6 million in 12 months. We're not going to say that. But what's important to know is that where you get your clients is going to be better than where they started. So one way to think about this is the lamppost metaphor. So the lamppost metaphor goes like this. If you were a person, which all of you are, and every day before work you go in and you pass a lamppost and you see this lamppost and you say, hey, here's what I'm going to do today. Here's what I'm working on. Here's what I want to create. And you go to work, and then you come back, and you go to that same lamppost, and you say, here's what went well, here's what didn't go well, here's what I'm going to do next. That person would actually get a tremendous amount of value out of just that consistency of going to that lamppost every day, getting clear, and having some accountability. Can you see that? So for you, as a coach or a service provider, as a healer, a practitioner, a consultant, you've got to know you're better than a lamppost. A lamppost for a month would be worth almost $500 to $1,000, right? But you have a heart. You have a soul. You can see things that people can't see about themselves. And so even though you might not be able to cure all their problems and solve all their issues or know all the answers to all the questions, because you won't, you can be somebody that's there to take a stand for the people that you work with. And you can own the fact that, hey, I'm not going to know all the answers. I just won't. But I promise that I'm going to help you figure them out. And you can make that commitment, okay? So it's important, if you're service-based and you're doubting your ability to deliver, to just remember the lamppost. And if you can be just that and a little bit more, your clients are going to get further than they ever have before. That's the truth. So you can't promise you heal everything, change your life forever. But you can take a stand for them having the accountability and the support to get further than they ever have on their own. And then if you're a product-based company and for service-based companies, for businesses, the other reason why we feel like a lack of confidence in our product is that we're not clear on our signature system. We don't know what we're going to do with the people once they start. So if you are feeling a little bit like, oh, how am I going to do this? Just remember, it's not going to be perfect, but knowing what you know, what would be step one, what would be step two, what would be step three, how can you start to lead them in the direction of where they want to go? Okay, so if you're feeling a little stuck on the confidence in your product, just take a little time, not like 6 years or 7 hours, but just some time to look at your signature system and to say, yeah, this is pretty good. I know that if they take some steps in these areas, they're going to feel good. Okay? For Liza, you know, even for her dance experiences and classes that she's going to be offering, she might not know if this is going to change people's lives through art and dancing. She might just not know that. But what she can do is she can share her personal experience and she can share her vision for the community and the experience that she's creating. She can start the program off or the class off with a pre-framing or a welcome, like an orientation, what to expect, then go into the dance, and then maybe they have tea, and maybe they sign up on her newsletter list for the next dance. And that's her signature system. That's it. And she knows that if she stands up and she does those things, they're going to be further than they were before. They'll have an experience they never had before. So again, signature system does not have to be super complicated. It's just the path that you bring people through to have an experience or solve their problem or get to the other side of where they're at right now. So I'm going to put a bonus in your bonuses area of this module that is called Uncovering Your Value. So anybody who's really struggling with this, you can go through this on a deeper level using that worksheet. If this is one of those pieces where I don't know how people are going to pay for this, I want you to do that worksheet. But for right now, let's just do a little exercise, right, to just write down not only what is at stake if people don't take you up on your offer, but what is the value? What's the value that you provide? How does this affect your clients' finances? Or their ability to make or save money. And think about, how does this impact your client's health or well-being or state of mind? And notice how your offers might impact their families or their relationships. And how might that impact their future potential? if anyone's struggling to kind of come up with some pieces or has any questions of how what they do provides value, press star 2. And even if you're kind of feeling pretty good about this, I would love to have a volunteer press star 2 who would be willing to just go through this for their business, just as an example for everybody in the group. I'll help you kind of go through it and start to see. So press star 2 if you'd be willing to volunteer your business to get some free coaching around how you provide value. So the first person was the last four digits are 6299. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Is this Anne?
Yeah.
Hi, Anne.
I want to, hey, if there's someone else, I feel like I got some good coaching last week, but I just was raising my hand just to be a, but if someone else is there that has never received coaching from you on a phone call, then I just want to say that I'm open to give that space.
Okay. So what I'll do is I'm going to put everyone's hands down, and I appreciate that. And everyone heard what Anne just said. If anybody feels like, and so Anne, I'm going to put you on mute. Thank you. And I'm going to lower everybody's hands. And if you're one of those people that feels like they haven't really gotten some time and they would really like the opportunity and you're just really feeling called, don't hold back, but go ahead and just press star 2. Anyone that's really feeling like they would benefit from this exercise, and it's okay if that's you, go ahead and step up for what you need. Okay. All right. So, Anne, I'm going to come back to you because no one felt the call to go. So let's do this with you. And for everybody, it's really important to know that I'm going to do this coaching with Anne, but this is for everybody. Okay? So go through this for your business as we go through, and it will benefit everybody on the call as a result. Okay? So, Anne, what's the benefit of people working with you? What are some of the results that they get when they book a massage with you?
I wrote down
immediate results. So we're going to start with the first tier. Yeah, the immediate results.
Okay. I said feeling seen and heard and gaining trust in yourself. To show up fully, feeling held in safety in my space and with me personally, and then having permission to go to a deeper place, like a place of pain or a question about yourself or work through your trauma.
Yeah.
And then being held through the process of that.
Got it. And there's one other result that I'd like to add, because I think it's present, but also don't they just feel better in their body, like just relax, maybe a little bit less tension or pain,
yeah,
stiffness? Okay. So there's some body-based benefits. They're also feeling seen and heard and safe and having permission to go a little bit deeper, right?
Yeah.
So how does, and some of these levels will resonate more so with certain businesses, some less so, but is there any way that these results of feeling better in their body or feeling a sense of safety and trust could impact their finances or their money or career?
Yeah, if they feel grounded in, I'll just say personally, like when I feel really grounded in my body, I feel more clear-headed and like I'm able to think more clearly about where I need to spend money and where I don't, and be more conscious about what I'm doing in general.
Yeah, totally. Right? And just sort of pause for a moment, because probably most people on this call were like, she's a massage therapist. How's this going to help people make money or adjust their finances? We think, oh, massage, that's, you know, extra, right? Spending money. But that's not true. And thank you for acknowledging that. Yeah, it makes you feel more grounded. You have less pain, so you're not avoiding it. Maybe you're spending less money out on, you know, food or pain medication. The other thing that I know, a lot of my friends are really ambitious entrepreneurs, and they get massages very regularly because it helps them take care of themselves so they can serve more people and take on more clients. Yeah, great. And so how do these results in their finances and their money and their state of mind and their ability to feel held and trust, like, how does all of this influence their health and their well-being?
When you're taking care of yourself and clearing the path of resistance in your body and clearing tension in your body, then you're able to, your body just works more efficiently. So, you know, your immune system will be working better and your nervous system will be, you know, balanced and not in fight and flight. Your sensory motor loop will be clear, so you'll be able to take in information and, you know, not feel so overwhelmed, and then you'll be able to take action as well on the things that you feel excited about in life.
Yeah, ooh, I love that one. Yeah, so how does this impact their relationships or their family? They're now just feeling more excited in their body, relaxed, less overwhelmed, more balanced.
Having more energy to live your life fully.
And how does that impact their relationships?
To be able to, celebrate if you're in a good space, if you're in a bad space in your relationships, to actually, like, show up and do the work that you need to do. I think.
Mm-hmm. I love how you articulated that. That's a good one. Yeah, so true, right? Wow. Yeah, getting out of that fight or flight and just like, wow, like, yeah, here's what I'm seeing. And I'll share, I had this amazing massage the other day and all this stuff came through. And like you, this person added value. I think I told you about him before, but he would talk with you. Here's what's going on, put you on the table, and then work through it physically too. And so what I got out of that, I didn't just feel relaxed, but I like called my boyfriend crying. I'm like, oh my God, I love you so much. And I didn't realize I was holding this past relationship. You know, the whole deal. And he's like, wow, all right, cool. And like, it just saved so much tension in the relationship by having a massage, right? And so this is so true and so real. And is there anything else, like in terms of their potential? Somebody's doing this on a regular basis or they're... they're coming to you and receiving this support. Yeah, what else?
I've witnessed people just settle back into themselves. Like, many people come to me in a place of fight and flight. And so just being able to process some things, and then when the value of doing this work is that you're just so comfortable, or you become more comfortable just in your body and in your skin and in your mind. And that just creates so much abundance for yourself to be, more fully alive. And just the feeling of being centered in yourself, like, that's gold. If everyone felt that way, you know, we wouldn't, I just feel like that's so important, and that's what I would wish for every human, is that they feel just so comfortable being their true self, that, and then we can all see each other with openness and love, instead of, like, you know, our guards are up and we're in fight or flight, we're constantly navigating in this space that's not even really real, because, I mean, it is real in a lot of ways, but it doesn't have to be.
Yes, yes, Anne, thank you. Hell yeah. And everybody, can you hear Anne's, like, taking a stand here for what she does and how she supports her people? It's empowering, and I'll just reflect to you, like, this is huge. And I really encourage you to listen back to this recording and underline some of the words you said, because these are really, really great to put on your website. Grounded, clear, a clear path to alleviate tension, balance, like your sensory motor loop is clear, you're not overwhelmed, you're able to celebrate and really show up and feel centered in yourself and more fully alive. I mean, hello, does that not sound like something everybody wants? And of course, you're not going to like be like, you know, in every massage call saying, hey, can I book a 60-minute massage? And like, you can feel fully alive and you can do this. You might not do that, right? But you're going to embody it. And what's most important and why we're doing this exercise, it will bring out some really great content and wording that you guys can use on your websites. But this also just really helps you stand in the fact of, like, I'm taking a stand for you being centered in yourself and more fully alive in your life. Here's an option. You know, would you like to do it? That energy, bringing that to your work, it will change everything. Besides saying, oh, I don't know, can they afford a massage? I don't know, in my community, massages may be a luxury. Can you feel how that has such a different energy to it than, this is what I do, and I invite people, as many people as I possibly can, into this experience, because that's the way we're going to change our communities, and that's the way I'm going to impact the world through my work.
Yes.
Yes, I feel it too. Awesome job. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good. So if everybody hasn't already gone through this exercise for yourself, I suggest that you do it. I mean, it's slightly optional. Again, this is just an exercise if you are struggling with seeing your value or having that confidence in the product that you're serving or that you're creating. But I also do this a lot of times before I do a new launch for a product. I really dig deeper into, like, how is this really going to impact the people that I serve? Because it gets me hyped up, it gets me motivated, gives me great copy for my website. And then when I'm talking with people, I'm not just like, oh, yeah, I'll help you build your business and I'll give you a, you know, strategy and a business plan. I can really stand for them and that, what is this going to do for your life? And yes, I would love to share that with you. I'd love to offer that. Love to invite you into this program. Okay, see how it makes that difference for you as you go through this and start to stand in your value as an entrepreneur. It's huge, 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 huge. Okay, and then the third way that we hold ourselves back, and it's kind of connected to what we've already covered, so I won't spend too much time on it, but it's super common, so just want to say, in case this comes up for you guys, it's called imposter syndrome. And really what that translates to is a lack of confidence in yourself. Just a lack of confidence. That's okay, because we can create confidence. But here's how it looks, right? It's usually this, like, phrase, who am I to do this? Do I get to have this? I'm not as good as that person. I mean, why would somebody buy from me when they could work with that person? Am I worthy of this? Could this work for me? Who am I to do this? I don't look like the other women on the internet selling this thing, or I'm older than a lot of people in this career, okay? So rather than the resistance coming from, like, the product, this one more comes from ourselves. And the most powerful way to overcome this, if you kind of notice this show up for you, and it will, it happens for everybody, it happens for me at different times, is to really come back to that place of, what am I standing in? What am I taking a stand for? And not, who am I to do this? But how dare I not? How dare I not? And I know that sounds like, for me, that's very motivating. But if you're like, okay, I'm a florist, right? How dare I not bring my flowers out? Like, how do I apply that Well, the truth is you have a gift, right, which is that you have this creative ability and you're able to create things of love for the people who really want them. And if you don't do that, what often happens is people get flowers from Shaw's and they're, I don't know why I keep using Shaw's or if you guys even have Shaw's in your area. I'm just thinking of like a random grocery store. So apply whatever's in your area. And maybe it's not made, grown locally, right? And so the people that are growing these flowers maybe aren't paid well and they're not contributing to the welfare of the planet because they're made with lots of pesticides and chemicals or whatever it is, right? And you say, well, who am I to offer this option? But it's like, how dare you not? It's your gift. It's what you're good at. And if you aren't doing it, then people are going to get it from somewhere else and it's going to have less meaning and that's taking from your clients. You see that? So again, it's not who am I to do this? It's how dare you not? Who are you to not? It's more selfish to not share your gifts. Truly. Let yourself get your head around that one. There's never going to be somebody like you ever again in the history of time with your unique talents and skills and abilities and friends and quirks. And the truth is there's not that much original knowledge either. You know, we're all kind of sharing our various paths to the same thing in a lot of ways, bringing people more happiness or joy or connection, to be an inspiration for our children or our communities or other women or people on this planet that you can do what you set out to do. And chances are you're not going to be the first one doing this thing that you're doing. But I can guarantee you that nobody will do it the way that you will. No one can. Because there's no one like you. There are people who work with me who have spent thousands of dollars on other coaches. And they say, wow, this really made the difference because I can tell you really care. I've worked with so many other coaches, but I didn't get results because I didn't even see these things that you see in me. And I may not have the most fancy website or, you know, advanced networking funnels and marketing this or that or even a huge social media following like other people do. But I've helped change countless women's lives and start businesses and make money and change their bodies and have a new relationship with themselves and the people that they love. And I get to do that because I do it in my way, right? Just as you're going to do it in your way. And so anytime you get that feeling of like, who am I to do this? You say, get over it. This isn't about you. This is about what you're here to do and how you're meant to serve. And I refuse to ignore it. I'm not available for fear. I'm not available for self-judgment. I'm not available to tear myself down anymore. I'm just not available to it. I have work to do. There's a world to change. You know, Einstein says that the world will not be destroyed by the evildoers. It'll be destroyed by the good people and who stand around and watch them do it. So what that means is that the only way to change the world is to take a stand for what you believe in and not back down, to not cower to the belief that people don't need to take care of themselves through touch or massage or dance or beauty and flowers and baked goods and art and cooking classes and spiritual coaching. Right? So it's about taking a stand and say, how dare I not? And then if you get hung up, it's all about acting as if. Because we're all going to get hung up at times, right? But it's really about just acting as if you're confident and then taking it from there. Okay? So the writer downer for this one, the way to overcome imposter syndrome, is there's a really great journal question that I'd love for you to write down. And it's this. What might I be doing differently right now, if I were to be fully confident in myself and in my message and in my work and in everything that I stand for, okay, what might I be doing differently right now if I were to be fully confident in myself, in my message, in my work, and in everything that I stand for? Okay, so just notice what comes up, what your higher knowing is telling you, and you might even do a little journaling on that after our call, okay? All right, great job. You guys are doing such incredible work here. I know this is a lot, and we're kind of like reprogramming a lot of things going on there, so if you need to grab a glass of water, take a deep breath, stand up, stretch it out. Just acknowledge yourself for being here in this call. You're doing the work. This is not easy. And like I said last time, if you guys weren't on the call, everything I give you, it's not humanly possible to implement it all during this one shot. And that's okay. But just notice the pieces that are really starting to call to you and resonate with you, because that's what you're meant to receive. Okay? All right. So next, we're going to get a little bit more practical. Okay, so you get the big picture. Now let's like really get this nitty gritty for how you're going to start enrolling your first paying clients. All right. The way we're going to do this is super simple. You guys are going to love it. It doesn't involve any expensive, like, no, you have to buy this thing or that thing, or, you know, do these expensive marketing funnels or Facebook ads or anything crazy tech. Okay. And it is by far, because I've, by the way, have tried all that, and this is by far the highest ROI. If you're not familiar with that word or that term, it means return on investment. So if you put your energy into what I'm going to teach you now, you're going to get back a lot more than you will with a lot of these other tactics. Okay, that's why I'm sharing it with you. So the way that we're going to help you enroll your first paying clients is through people you already know. And we're going to do this through heartfelt invitations, okay? So what I'm going to teach you and what you're going to practice is the personal invitation strategy. Personal invitation strategy, okay? So before I teach you this next really, really valuable piece, I want to take a moment just to acknowledge that you guys are all in different spots right now, okay? And that's normal and it's perfect. And that's why if you haven't booked your one-on-one sessions and you're not quite sure where to go next, definitely make sure you set those up with me. You get two in the course of the program. And we can adapt this for you, okay? But as I'm talking through this, just use the law of adaptation in yourself and just see, okay, how does this apply to me? So, for instance, if you're working on a blog, right, like Brittany or Sherry, you might use a personal invitation strategy to invite people to come to your website and sign up for your mailing list this week. If you're a consultant like Amanda Janu, then you're going to be doing personal invitations to have consultations with you to your ideal clients. And so it might not be just for your people that you've met in person, but it might be to the people who can set you up with your next contract bid, okay? So it's going to be really about getting your next contract and moving forward from there. So if you're a consultant, that's where you want to focus. And if you already have a business or if you're launching a new program, you are going to use the personal invitation strategy to invite people to it. I'm sorry about that. Okay. So the other piece is if you're just starting out in your business, okay, you're just starting out and you want to start getting your next clients and you don't already have a base of people that you can start to pull from, then you might consider booking a workshop and thinking about setting a date for that workshop in the next couple months so that you can start to share a little bit about what you do and meet some people and start to invite people to work with you. Okay, so this would be great for Susan, right? You're just starting out in your new career and you're going to be doing more on vegan diets and lifestyle. You might do a little talk and just start to share what you've learned, which is going to help you inform your programs. And it's also going to help you start to make new connections in this new field so that you can then start to build more of a clientele. Okay. So take a moment just to identify what your invitation is going to be to, right? So maybe you're launching a group program. Maybe it's to work with you one-on-one or have a conversation or a consultation with you and create that container to start to work with people and invite them into the next steps. And if you have questions on this, this might be one that you guys all have a different action here. So if you have a question, just tag me in the Facebook group or email me, and I'll make sure that you know where to start, okay? I can give you a little bit of personalized support here. All right. So if you're kind of like, okay, now she's asking me to ask people to work with me and I'm still in module one or two or I'm just still visioning or I don't have a product or program yet, if that's you, don't worry, okay? Just listen to this, take it all in, and then you can just implement it when you're ready, okay? So the personal invitation strategy is really for when you have your next program, your product, your offer, you know what you're offering, and you're ready to invite people into it. Got it? All right. So how do we create a personal invitation? So the first step is you're going to create a personal introduction, okay? So you're going to write an email to somebody who you think might be an ideal client, and you're going to say, hey, you know, so-and-so, so nice seeing you the other day at City Market. Oh, my God, your kids are getting so big. I love hearing that you were interested in, health coaching when I was speaking to you about it. I'd love to share a little bit more, okay? Number two is to express how thrilled you are about this work that you're doing or the workshop you're hosting and that you're really excited to share with them. So excited to let you know about the health coaching work that I've been doing. I've been studying for the past 3 years, and I just finally finished my certification. Super excited to get this work into the world. I really struggled myself, and now I'm really on a mission to help other women lose weight and get in great shape without having to diet or deprive themselves. Number four is to tell them, number three is to share what the offering is. And exactly how it will help them. So that's kind of what I talked about with help you lose weight, whatever it is that your offering does. And then number four is you're going to tell them that they came to mind as you were looking to fill spots or do your first consultations or because you're hosting your first workshop or whatever it is, and why. So it might be I really see you as such a powerful woman on a mission, and I know how important it is to nourish yourself and feel energized as you're moving into this big work that you're doing in the world. And I would love, love, love to support you in that. I think it's so cool what you're doing. I love that you're a foodie. I totally relate. And I would love to offer some coaching that would allow you to know what to eat for your unique body without having to second guess it all the time. And number five is a call to action. So after you welcome them, warm introduction, excited, told them how thrilled you are shared what you're offering, tell them why they came to mind and why. Then you're going to do your call to action. So for service-based businesses or coaches, you're going to be inviting people into a conversation with you. And if you're like, oh, my God, no worries, because I'm actually going to outline this all next week, exactly what to say and how to walk people step-by-step into working with you. So you want to clearly invite them into talking with you more so that you can get clear on what they want for themselves, what's standing in their way, and how you can help. And if you're a product-based business, like bakery or florist or body care services, you're going to put a link to your website where they can make a purchase and allow them to share that with people they know. So instead of offering consultation, which you can do depending on your business, you might just say, hey, I'd love to offer you 15% off of my new line. Here's a link. I thought you would really love it. And you can start to invite people into the process of purchasing from you through the personal invitation strategy. Okay? All right, so those are the components of a personal invitation. And again, big picture, if you guys zoned out here a little bit, is that once you have a product or service or a workshop or your next piece that you're ready to invite people into, you're going to invite everybody you know through a personal invitation, tell them why, tell them what it's for, tell them why you thought of them, and then invite them to the next step, whether it's a consultation with you or into your group program or to your website or how to purchase your products. Or maybe if you're selling at the farmer's market, you can say, I invite you to come by. I would love to see you. And just inviting people into your work or to come to your shop or to come to your farmer's market stand. Got it? Okay. All right. Home stretch here. So we're going to do this in two levels, all right? So level one is going to be your personal contacts. And this is going to be a personal invitation, just like we outlined, okay? And in your members area, you have done-for-you templates. So you guys don't even have to write this or figure out what to say. I've put together a variety of different templates that you can choose and make it work for you, put your spin on it so it sounds like you, and just literally cut and paste and then start telling people about your offer. And this might sound super simple. And like, okay, that's what I do. I just copy and paste and tell everybody I know about what I do. Yes, this is exactly how I sold out this program. I used a personal invitation letter. I sent it to everybody I know. I did the exact formula using the exact letter that I give to you guys in your bonuses. And I just emailed everybody I know. I wrote down a list. I emailed everybody. I said, hey, I'm doing this workshop. And I invited everybody to it. And in that workshop, I invited people to the Aligned Female Entrepreneur, and that was a lot of you. And for some of you who didn't come to the workshop, I just invited you because I met you and I thought you'd be a great fit. Or you had emailed me and you said, hey, I'm interested in this. I said, oh, great, let's have a conversation. Super excited to invite you into a conversation with me. We had a conversation and you joined Aligned Female Entrepreneur. So even though it's super simple, you can make tens of thousands of dollars every time you have a product or service just through this one technique alone. This one technique. Okay, so the other level is to contact your network, okay? So in addition to just the people that you know, we also want you to reach out to the people that the people you know. Okay? So maybe your sister has a book club and it's full of women who want to lose weight or who are interested in doing a clean eating challenge or whatever it is that your product or service is. And so you'll also write an email to her and say, hey, this, or you'll talk to her and say, hey, I'm super excited to share that I'm now accepting clients. I know that you know a lot of ambitious, amazing women who are looking to get in great shape. And I thought of you as somebody who is really a great connector. And I thought that this would be helpful for your people and the people that are in your book club to know about these services. This is why I think it would help them. And I would love to offer everybody in your group a free session. And let me know, you know, if you need other information or if you want to get on the phone call and we can chat a little bit more about what I do so you feel comfortable sharing. Okay? So it'll be a personalized letter, but you're going to be asking them to share what you do with the people in their network. The other way that you can reach out to people that might not be totally personalized, like a personal letter, but in your network, is to reach out on social media. And I did this as well when I first started. And it's really for a lot of people who, you know, you have a good amount of followers or just some people who are really interested in what you're up to, they're going to love to hear from you. Hey, I'm starting this business. Oh, my God, I'm doing the big reveal. I'm nervous to even, you know, admit it, but here's what I'm doing. But I'm so excited because here's how this has been changing my life and here's who I work with and here's what I do. And you follow the step-by-step process of the invitation letter. And you say, I'd love to offer anybody who's interested a free session, or I'd love to invite you to my farm stand that's opening on July 1st, or I'd love to invite you to receive a discount on my products. Okay? So the level two letters to your network are a good opportunity to include some information about yourself so that these prospects that you're talking to, maybe they don't know you as well. You can just include a little background and let them know you're launching your business or that you have a new offering or they have a new focus or whatever is new to them. Maybe they don't know this part about you. Okay? All right. So your homework for this week, and again, don't get worried if you're like, oh my God, I'm not there yet. It's okay. But when you're ready, and I suggest just being ready as soon as you can, you know, start before you're ready, just make a list of 25 people in your personal network that you think might benefit from what you're doing and what you're up to. And then you're going to make a list of 25 people who are maybe not your personal contacts, but people who might know people who would be your ideal clients. And that's friends, old coworkers, current coworkers, family members. And this part also includes any groups that you're in, Facebook groups or listservs or book clubs, things like that. Okay, so you're going to make a list of 25 of those outlets or people who might be able to connect you to even more people. And then your to-do list or your to-do item for this week is going to be to draft your personal email invitation. And to start sending it out. And just, in addition, you're also going to do your social media posts. Start letting people know what you're up to. This can be a very powerful way, your social media posts, of gaining new insight into your customers and also letting people feel like they're following along in your journey. It's a great place to ask questions. Hey, I'm starting this blog. What are you guys most struggling with? What would you be interested in learning about? Maybe you share some of your own personal examples, like, oh, man, I just finished my health coaching certification and I still struggle sometimes with emotional eating, but here's three tips that I found to help you through it. And just starting to share some of your journey from a personal experience can be a really great way to bring people along with you and feel like they really know you and trust you, and so that when you are ready to accept paying clients, they already know kind of what you've been doing and your expertise, and you've already shared some really valuable insights with them. All right. Okay. So if you have any questions, press star 2. And again, if you're feeling like, oh my God, am I ready for this? No worries. You can take this in due time. You might be in module 1 still. You might be in module 2 still. But know that this is going to be the pivot point when you're ready to start taking in your paying clients. And I actually have a whole bonus vault for you guys of how to enroll your first paying clients. So if you're like, all right, I'm ready. I know what I'm doing. Let's go. Ready to make some money. You can go through those bonuses this week as well and just start to see how you can set yourself up to start enrolling people into your paying clients' spots. All right. So this week, a list of 25 personal contacts, 25 network contacts, post on social media, and then look at the letter examples and start to draft your own and consider what you're going to invite people into in terms of your first product, program, event, or workshop. Alrighty. All right. So start to, if there's any remaining questions. Otherwise, we're going to bring our call to a close, but love to hear from you if anything doesn't feel clear. Or if you're wondering how this fits into your business specifically and you just need a little bit of guidance, go ahead and press star 2. All right. So I haven't seen anybody put up their hand, so we'll close our call for today. And if you have questions, always, always, always do not try to do this alone. I'm here to support you and help make this really easy for you to move forward. So feel free to email me if it's super personalized. Otherwise, post your questions in the Facebook group because this is going to help everybody move along a lot faster. All right, my dears, love you guys so much. So proud of you. Go out there and tell people what you got going on, okay? That's the big challenge this week, and I really look forward to hearing how it goes. All right, I'll talk to you soon.